free for 90 days. Plus, the first 20 orders get free second day express delivery. Call 1-866-4-NATREN. That's 1-866-4-NATREN. Or visit natren.com and enter promo code RadioMD. Natren.com.
The pulse of health, wellness, and fitness.
RadioMD.com.
Heard worldwide on iHeartRadio and the free TuneIn Radio app. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You've got questions. Melanie's got answers. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
We're going to talk about cold and flu season since we're kind of right in the thick of it right now. And so many people I know are sick and people are coming down with things. So how do you know if it's a cold? How do you know if it's a flu? Well, typically a flu comes down faster. It hits you harder, usually accompanied by a fever, achy joints, sore throat, just feeling like you don't want to lift your head up off the pillow. If you're somebody that gets your vaccine, make sure you do it. It is definitely not too late to get a flu vaccine. Most of the Walgreens and Costco and every place you go are offering flu vaccines. Some are offering them for free, so you can do your research and find out where you can get your flu vaccine. If you work in a busy office, then you know you might want to be somebody who really gets that flu vaccine. If you work in a school or a hospital, I'm sure it's mandatory. And now a cold, totally a different deal. Cold doesn't necessarily just hit you like a ton of bricks. It comes on a little slower. Most of us know our own course of the cold. With me, it starts with a sore throat. I can feel it in the roof of my mouth. Then I know where it's going. It goes either to my chest first or my nose first. And then whichever one it didn't go first, it goes to the other one after. And it's uncomfortable. It's usually not accompanied by a fever. And there's not that much that you can do about it except rest. Do not go to work and infect everybody else that you work with. Nobody likes that. Plenty of liquids. You can try some of the over-the-counter things. Some of them work, some of them don't. But just remember, if you're a real stuffed-up person and you use something like Afrin or one of those things, they can be a real problem and really inflame your sinuses. We've learned about that from so many of our docs here, and that you don't want to really, I don't want to say get addicted, but they do become a bit of a problem and they re-inflame your sinuses. So those things are not great to use, and you certainly shouldn't use them for more than 3 days. That's what all the docs say. You can try a humidifier, steam showers. You can keep a lot of liquids around and really, you know, just humidify your room, get your rest. Washing hands, of course, is certainly one of the biggest prevention things you can do. Yes, it's dry this time of year. Washing your hands a lot makes dry, brittle skin. But take those omega-3s. That'll help you with some of the dry skin. Be sure and use plenty of moisturizers. That helps a lot, too. Maybe get some exercise. That helps build up your immune system. And, you know, you can always take plenty of good multivitamins and vitamin C. That helps too. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening and stay well. Well, coming up, we're talking about low back pain and the things people try. You won't believe it.